Please be seated. I speak to you humbly in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. In tonight's exquisite gospel from John, we hear about Jesus washing the feet of his disciples and giving them this final commandment, to love one another as he has loved them. Jesus has been preaching and teaching in the countryside, in the temple, through parables and healings with these his followers for months and years. But here, with them now, and also with us here tonight, as the hours of his earthly ministry draw to a close, he switches strategy. In this private and intimate supper setting, it's as if he says, "Look, I'll just show you what I've been talking about, and then I want you to practice it with each other. If you can just do this, you'll be headed in the right direction." Perhaps Jesus knows that much of what he has been proclaiming is so countercultural, so difficult to grasp by those who claim to be his followers, that in the end it must be lived, acted out in the most simple of ways. And so, when we walk or shuffle or stumble our way to the basin and the towel tonight, we in some way begin to live out and to claim that power of humble service, of what it means to love one another as Jesus modeled and instructed us to do. Actually, to walk in the way of Jesus. And perhaps for the first time in our entire lives, truly to follow Christ. It is a powerful and uncomfortable experience all at the same time. And it might be hard for us to be with each other this vulnerably, whether we are on the serving end or the receiving end of these commemorative actions. You see, for all of us gathered tonight on Maundy Thursday, knowingly or unknowingly, we are together in an hour in which Jesus shows us the mission and strategy of God's love for the entire world. This is the message of the kingdom and reign of God that Jesus proclaimed, and it is the very proclamation that got him killed. Could this be why it might be difficult and awkward for us tonight? Because we know on some deep level that we are authentically, personally participating in and bringing about the kingdom of God right here in Dunloring, right now, tonight, at Holy Cross. We talk about it all the time. We strive and plan for ways to witness the Christian message, but tonight we are enacting and living it. It is messy and strange, and yet perhaps more real than anything we do all year long. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. One theologian said that in the foot washing, like the incarnation, the method is the message. The method is the message. Jesus' final hours with his disciples were spent eating and drinking and washing. We do these things tonight because he asked us to. We do them to remember him who lived and died and rose again for us. We do them so that we can participate in some real way bringing about the kingdom of God. At the end of tonight's service, when we strip the altar, we will be acting out another ritual, that of clearing away, of making bare. This commemoration is one that we, the church, came up with ourselves. It is not one commanded to us by Jesus. You see, after we wash and eat with him, Jesus is quickly on his way to the cross, and the disciples don't follow him there, at least not yet. So yes, tonight is a night of washing and eating, of loving and participating, of following Jesus in intimate and powerful ways. But at the close, it's also a night of clearing away and preparation. For tomorrow, we have no parts to act out, nothing to do. We simply must wait and watch in prayerful silence. Amen.